Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. On a day when the world comes together to celebrate the power of museums to unite us, we find ourselves at a unique intersection of culture, history, and global cooperation. The world observed International Museum Day with the theme, Museums Uniting a Divided World, a theme that directly addresses rising socio-cultural fragmentation and aligns with several UN Sustainable Development Goals. This day coincides with the 80th anniversary of the International Council of Museums, founded in 1946, making 2026 a landmark year for global museum advocacy. The theme reflects rising geopolitical tensions, cultural nationalism, post-pandemic social fractures, and digital misinformation. The International Council of Museums positions museums as neutral public spaces capable of bridging cultural divides by presenting shared human histories and values. Firstly, museums can combat historical erasure through repatriation dialogues and inclusive narratives. Secondly, they can foster social cohesion, especially in post-conflict societies and diaspora communities. Thirdly, they can promote intercultural dialogue, aligned with UNESCO's mandate on cultural diversity. The 2026 International Museum Day theme is explicitly linked to three UN Sustainable Development Goals. But why does this matter? It matters because museums are not just repositories of the past, they are also catalysts for a more harmonious and inclusive future. Now let us turn to the International Council of Museums. The ICOM maintains emergency red lists for countries affected by armed conflict or disaster. These lists identify categories of archaeological objects and works of art vulnerable to looting and illicit trafficking. They enable customs officers, police, and art market professionals to identify potentially stolen or illegally exported objects. And here is something that surprises many students. India has objects from specific conflict vulnerable periods referenced in Red List Guidance for South Asian Heritage. Moving on to India's museum landscape, India has over 1,000 registered museums under the Museums Association of India and state bodies. Museums are governed by the Museums and Galleries Act provisions, state-specific legislation, and Archaeological Survey of India oversight. The Archaeological Survey of India, under the Ministry of Culture, administers 3,693 centrally protected monuments and several site museums. India's museum modernization policy is an important aspect of this landscape. The Union Budget 2022 announced a plan to develop 5 iconic sites as living museums, integrating on-site interpretation centers, digital archiving and virtual tour infrastructure, and community participation frameworks. Target sites include Harappan sites and select colonial era heritage complexes. The PM Vikas Scheme, or Pradhan Mantri Virasat Ka Samvardhan, is a government scheme focused on museum modernization and upgradation of infrastructure, preservation of intangible cultural heritage, development of culture infrastructure in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities, and linking museums with the tourism ecosystem. The Ministry of Culture has also promoted virtual museum platforms, including the National Mission on Cultural Mapping, Digitizing India's Intangible Cultural Heritage, DigiLocker integration with museum collection catalogues, and the eMuseum portal for aggregating collections across state museums. Now, let us discuss UNESCO's 1970 Convention, which is a crucial instrument in the fight against illicit trafficking of cultural property. The Convention on the Means of Prohibiting and Preventing the Illicit Import, Export and Transfer of Ownership of Cultural Property was adopted in 1970 and requires signatory states to return illegally exported cultural property. India has been increasingly active in recovering smuggled antiquities, with over 300 antiquities repatriated from the USA, UK, Australia, and Germany between 2022 and 2026. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The International Council of Museums, or ICOM, was founded in 1946 in Paris and has its headquarters in Paris. ICOM has over 50,000 professionals in 141 countries as members and organizes International Museum Day annually on 18th May since 1977. The ICOM Red List identifies cultural objects at risk from conflict and illicit trafficking and is used by customs and police globally. The Indian Museum in Kolkata, founded in 1814 by the Asiatic Society of Bengal, is the oldest and largest museum in India and the oldest in the Asia-Pacific region. It has key collections in archaeology, art, geology, natural history, economic botany, and anthropology. The UNESCO 1970 Convention, adopted in 1970, requires signatory states to return illegally exported cultural property. India ratified this convention in 1977. The ICOM Red List is a series of reference documents identifying archaeological objects and works of art most at risk, covering regions in conflict, and is used by Interpol, customs agencies, and auction houses globally. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 1, which covers history, art, and culture, and GS Paper 2, which covers governance and international relations. Remember that the role of museums in heritage preservation, the promotion of cultural identity, and the repatriation of cultural property are all important aspects of this topic. In conclusion, as we celebrate the power of museums to unite a divided world, we are reminded of the critical role that cultural institutions play in fostering global understanding and cooperation. The intersection of culture, history, and diplomacy is a complex and fascinating field that holds many lessons for us as we navigate the complexities of the modern world.